Do you find yourself talking with your children or just talking to them? Without realizing it, many parents can spend a whole day without ever taking the time to really communicate with their children.
Giving orders, scolding them, or asking them what time they need to be picked up does not count. Every child, from the tiniest baby to a teenager, can benefit from what we call positive communication.
Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Marianne Moran from the Arlington Partnership for Children, Youth, and Families. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Diane.
Join us today as we discuss how parents can perfect their positive communication skills. Why, Marianne, why is communicating with my child so important?
Teaching your child how to communicate effectively is an invaluable lesson. It allows children, even as they begin to utter their first few words, to build a stronger ability to communicate their feelings and their needs, and it helps them learn someone is there to listen and to understand. This in turn helps children feel more in control of their feelings, so that will lessen the likelihood of frustration,
right,
slam doors, temper tantrums, that kind of thing. And ultimately, it will lead to children with higher levels of confidence and more self-esteem.
That's right. And when you and your child become better communicators, you'll be able to reinforce the good behaviors and hopefully understand and eliminate the bad behaviors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should work.
Right.
Certainly, positive communication will lead us in that direction. So let's talk a little bit. How should I communicate with my child?
And what is positive communication?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about an effective transfer of information, ideas, opinions, which means it's a back and forth dialogue with your child where you're both given the opportunity to speak and to be heard.
And it means you, as a parent, give yourself an opportunity to model good communication habits and develop your child's communication skills and their sense of a comfortable and open communication channel with you.
So just begin with the basics. Make the time to talk with your child.
Right.
Too many parents spend their days saying no or reminding children of rules or trying to figure out what the schedule is for sports pickups and asking kids what they want for dinner. Even with the crazy schedules families have today, it's crucial that parents make the time every day for positive communication sessions.
That's so critical. And when you're thinking about it, think about getting on your child's level and maintain eye contact with them. It may sound simple, but your body language plays a huge role in how your child listens to and, in fact, how they interpret your words. If your child is still small, you may actually want to kneel down or sit down with them when you communicate.
And with older children, sit down together at a table rather than standing over them. It appears that you're looming over them. And with little children particularly, you need to stop what you're doing and really look at them and give them your full attention. As children grow into teenagers, they may be more comfortable if you don't stop what you're doing and maybe do the dishes together. They seem more comfortable with side-by-side communicating instead of face-to-face. So in the car, at nighttime with the lights turned out, that kind of thing might work better for teens.
That's an excellent point. Also, allow your child to finish talking. And I know this may seem shocking, but listen to what they have to say. A key part of communicating is the listening, as we all know. Not everyone in a conversation can be talking all at the same time.
And children spend a lot of time listening to the adults, to their parents, to their caregivers, to their teachers. It's a lot of time of listening. Now it's your turn to be the listener. When you sit down for a good session of positive communication, focus on listening to your child. Give them a chance to finish their thought and honestly listen to what they're saying. Try not to think about what you're going to say next. Listen to what they're saying.
Right. You know, even the youngest children are surprisingly attuned to the fact that a parent is not listening to them. So that is so important, Marianne.
So changing plain old communication to positive communication. How can we do that? Learning how to communicate in a positive manner with your child can begin by changing some of the common phrases you may use with them. So instead of reprimanding your child by saying, "You are such a naughty girl," or "You are such a mean boy," label their behavior, not the child. So if your child is saying something mean to you, you could say, "You know, it hurts my feelings when you use those mean words," which gives your child what you're talking about without saying, "You are a mean child."
Right. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Parenting Today, and we are talking about positive communication with our children. You just heard from Marianne Moran, who is with the Arlington Partnership for Children, Youth, and Families, and I'm Diane Charles with SCAN of Northern Virginia. And we're talking about trying to make that transition between just regular old communicating and trying to make all of our communications positive. One of the things that we can, that helps us do that, I should say, is to start our sentences with a positive statement. Instead of diving right into a rule or a wrongdoing or a correction, say something like, "Katie, you're a smart girl. Now let's talk about a way to get your homework finished," rather than kind of pointing out that she hasn't gotten to her homework and it's 9:30 at night, but looking at the positive that she is a smart child and let's move forward.
Right. Make it obvious that you are listening and that you do understand your feelings. So rather than just telling your child to stop playing and finish their homework, reinforce your child's feeling about the situation. You could say something like, "Alex, I know how much you want to play another video game, and you can, but you can play one more after your homework is finished."
There you go. Get in the habit of using the method of reflection, which is repeating or reflecting back to the gist of what you heard your child say. Reflection really can serve as two purposes. First, being certain your child feels heard. And then second, being certain you've really understood what information has been said.
So when using reflection, it helps to start with the phrase, "So what I hear you saying is," or something like that. And then if your interpretation is off, it gives your child an opportunity to say, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. And then the child can rephrase or repeat what they've said.
Right. Know when to use "you" and when to use "I." You really want to reserve "you" statements when you're praising your child's good behavior, such as, "You've done a great job with that painting." That gives them ownership of the positive behavior and really an incentive to do it again because you took notice.
Use "I" statements when you're talking to your child about behavior that upsets you. So you could say, "When you didn't call me, I felt worried and angry," which helps your child understand why it's upsetting that he or she didn't call you.
Mm-hmm.
So when can I communicate with my child? Now, here is the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've decided to work on these positive communication skills with your child, the next question is, well, when on earth am I going to have time to do this?
And as we've discussed, families today are busy, and it can be a challenge to find quality communication time. So we have some suggestions of starting with these opportunities when you maybe do only have 15 or 30 minutes to open the channels of communication. Like, and Marianne, you referred to this briefly before, traveling in the car. As I mm-hmm. like to say, captured audience.
Captured audience.
But you are spending a lot of time. Granted, it may only be 10 or 15 minutes, but that mm-hmm. is, sometimes our children, that's enough. That's all they're going to take in at the time. But also, if you have that opportunity to walk your child to or from the bus stop or school, that's another short-term opportunity.
That's a great idea. And many parents spend lots of time parked in their car waiting for someone to get through with sports or music lessons or whatever. That's another good time that you could talk with the sibling who's in the car waiting.
Right.
And again, it's just a short time, but it's enough time to do some positive communication. Another good time is at the dinner table. You just have to remember to keep the family business out of the dinner table conversation and make it a real positive communication experience.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that seems surprising in a way, but is, what am I going to talk about with my child? But once you set aside the time to talk, thinking of what you want to talk about and what would be interesting and what's on the right level with your child can be difficult. Mm-hmm. So you might want to just start with a question like, what was the best part of your day? Or what surprises happened today? Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Or did anything worry you today? Or who did you spend time with today?
Yeah, there was any question like that.
Open-ended. Yeah, yes.
Right.
Do not start with, how was school? That will get you nowhere. So communicating with your child is not always an easy task. From tantrums in toddlers to slammed doors and rolled eyes with teenagers, every parent's communication skills will certainly be tested along the way. The key is to model positive communication so that your child begins to learn the best ways to interact with you and the world around him or her.
Take the time to communicate with your child and you will be well rewarded. Children who feel they can effectively communicate are also children who feel better about themselves, more comfortable with their parents, and more at ease with the world around them.
Absolutely. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives.
Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on being the best parent for your children and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about positive communication and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've just heard from Marianne Moran with the Arlington Partnership for Children, Youth, and Families, and I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and this has been Parenting Today.